We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you. But the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising. But the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number two of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 22nd of January, 2011. We have Clarice Ryan waiting in the wings here, and we're going to bring her up here in just a moment. I want to touch upon this communist Chinese visit real quick here, though, folks, because, you know, the deindustrialization of the United States goes hand in hand, really, with all of the conservation stuff and the Agenda 21 stuff that we're talking about. And we are being deindustrialized a number of ways, not the least of which we're being brought down the rat hole of globalization and poverty by the outsourcing of American jobs to countries like communist China. This has been going on for a long time, but it's been accelerated in recent years. Now, we are supposed to believe, I suppose, that China has become a little kitten to be cuddled now, you know, that China's bloody past, even a lot of things that have happened very recently, high-profile things, that we're just supposed to ignore and forget about. These people have nothing in mind but global domination, ladies and gentlemen. That's evidenced by this we see in the Wall Street Journal just this past week. China's president lays groundwork for Obama talks. They say China's president Hu Jintao emphasized the need for cooperation with the U.S. in areas from new energy to space ahead of his visit to Washington this week. But he called the present U.S. dollar-denominated currency system a product of the past and highlighted moves to turn the yuan into a global currency. You see how it's being framed, listeners? They tanked the dollar, did it on purpose. We played the audio from George Soros where he said that the orderly decline of the dollar is desirable. He says it will continue to decline. And he said that China will continue to be the engine that's driving the global economy. And he said the United States will continue to be pulled along by China. Now, this is, you know, and we play that audio more than once on this program. And you can clearly see that this is what they're doing. Now, the AFP puts it this way. China's President Hu Jintao said Sunday, the international currency system was a product of the past, but it would be a long time before the yuan is accepted as an international currency. Hu's comments, which came ahead of a state visit to Washington on Wednesday, reflected the continuing tensions over the dollar's role as the major reserve currency in the aftermath of the U.S. financial crisis in 2008. He says the current international currency system is a product of the past. And the monetary policy of the United States has a major impact on global illiquidity and capital flows, and therefore the liquidity of the U.S. dollar should be kept at a reasonable and stable level. All right, when we come back, I'm going to play some a clip from Barack Obama, and then we're going to bring up our guest. I think this is all very important. We'll be back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Weeks. The AFP reporting this past week that China logged double-digit growth in 2010. This is all being funded by you folks. We're going to be bringing up Clarice Ryan in just a few minutes. She's waiting in the wings. But I want to get this China thing covered and over with. I think it's important, though, folks, to cover it. And this is why I'm taking the time to do this, because we had the communist Chinese flag once again flown in Washington, D.C., in our nation's capital this past week on Constitution Avenue. Communist Chinese flag is put right there with the U.S. flag. Now, why is this going on, listeners? Why are we so in bed with the communist Chinese in this country? It's because we're beholden to them. Now, Barack Obama, just this past Wednesday, with Hu Jintao standing by his side, he had this to say.
At a time when some doubt the benefits of cooperation between the United States and China, this visit is also a chance to demonstrate a simple truth. We have an enormous stake in each other's success, in an interconnected world, in a global economy. Nations, including our own, will be more prosperous and more secure when we work together.
Now, are you more prosperous? Are you more secure, ladies and gentlemen? Ask yourself that question. With unemployment at record levels today, with foreclosures at record levels today, how prosperous and secure have we been made? With communist Chinese, we could have PLA troops here in this country right now. According to Roger Canfield, they're here. We have Costco and OOCL ships that call on U.S. ports every single day in this country. Been going on for years. And it's all because Walmart and Target and all these stores have their store shelves full of cheap communist Chinese-made garbage. By the way, Janana, Texas wanted me to tell you folks, Menards is having a Made in USA sale. We have the information if you want to go up to our Twitter feed, twitter.com/govern America. It's the second item down on the Twitter feed currently, right now. Click across. And, you know, corporations that think buy American, you know, you have a hard time finding anything made in the USA on the shelves. They have a whole catalog full of things that you can buy at Menards. Hopefully other stores will follow suit on that. But global prosperity, you know, interconnectivity, bringing global prosperity here in the United States, you can't see it. It doesn't exist. We've been brought down, and that's by design. Anyway, he went on from there.
The United States welcomes China's rise as a strong, prosperous, and successful member of the community of nations. Indeed, China's success has brought with it economic benefits for our people as well as yours.
Really? Where are those?
And our cooperation on a range of issues has helped advance stability in the Asia Pacific and in the world.
All right. That was Obama this past week, and I just thought you folks should know exactly what he said. We welcome China's rise. We welcome China's rise. We're in trouble, folks. We have a communist in the White House. We have many communists in Congress right now. And part of the communist communitarian Agenda 21 system is taking away your land rights. See, when you live in a socialist country, when you live in a controlled country in that regard, you don't have property rights either. And there's a number of mechanisms that are being employed today to take away your private property rights. And we're going to talk about those right now with Clarice Ryan, who's been waiting very patiently in the wings. Clarice, I'm sorry to keep you waiting for so long.
That's fine. I appreciate having an opportunity to hear about what China's up to now. How are you this morning, Darren?
Well, you know, I'm a little stressed, but, you know.
Aren't we all?
It concerns me to see this all transpiring, you know. We have a researcher friend who we regularly have on the program. Her name is Vicki Davis, and she's got a website, channelingreality.com, and she uncovered, she's been talking a lot about the EB-5 visa program. You know, under this EB-5 visa program, if the foreigners have $500,000 or $1 million to invest in local communities, local zones that these government people have set up, then they can literally buy permanent residency here in the United States. And the communist Chinese are being recruited. We have governors now of the states going over there to have meetings with the communist Chinese to beg them to come here so that we can employ workers.
Absolutely.
It's insane.
The governor's conference has been targeting that in that direction. And speaking of things coming in from China, I was just reading this morning about the Mexico City-Montreal freight corridor. It's a newly revealed corridor coming up and going across our United States. And from what I understand, the freight coming in, there's no inspection until it gets to an inside port.
Yeah, and, that's all a part of the North American Union thing, isn't it?
And coming in with the Food Safety Bill 510 that was slipped through Harry Reid, just before Christmas, and that would be jeopardizing the small farmers and ranchers and feeding our food industry to the big corporations and imported food. So it's a constant march forward.
Yeah, you know.
Or backward, whichever way you want to look.
Yeah, progress. Yeah, I'm not sure I want that kind of progress.
No, I'm afraid not. And you did mention land.
Yeah.
And I've been watching this very closely for quite some time. I retired and we moved to Montana about 20 years ago. And I got tired of playing golf and painting pictures, and I discovered a lot was going on in this world. And a major among it is the fact that we are losing our land.
Yeah, you know, it seems to really be the silent issue, isn't it? I mean, this you know, I hear people talk all the time about 9/11. I hear people talk all the time about, you know, there's a lot of talk about the North American Union, or there has been in the past. There's been talking about a lot of things, but, you know, somehow our land rights doesn't seem to get a whole lot of airplay, at least.
Because it's been eroding so gradually, and they do it in so many different ways. It's all pretty much falling under this environmental movement.
Yes.
And a lot of it is the Endangered Species Act. They introduce wildlife, and through that they get control of your land. And then there's all the protection over pollution and so forth. So they gradually are getting rules and regulations through the agencies, which incidentally basically no longer report to Congress but directly to our president.
Mm-hmm.
And then... the ones that I think you're very particularly interested in is how they are getting it through conservation easements.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to, you know, we had one of our listeners, Paul, send me an email, and that's actually how I learned about you and your work, because you were writing about the conservation easements and the dangers of these things. You know, I think most Americans know what an easement is. Anybody that owns land would probably know what an easement is.
That's right.
You know, electrical facilities use these things to run lines. They ask for easements for sewers and this kind of thing. But the conservation easement, is this a relatively new phenomenon? How long
Well, they built on the word easement, in that it is a way of gaining rights or control over the use of the land.
Mm-hmm.
And... property, land, there's the real property, which is the physical land that you own, that you have title to, but along that, with that comes the uses. And it's through the use that you get your value out of the land. And the land trusts that were set up, non-profit organizations, were set up to supposedly control the use of it in the interest of protecting the environment and the wildlife. And that use is actually a form of property. So when you sign up for a conservation easement, you basically split title to your property.
Yeah.
You've given up your right to management.
Yeah, you got all the responsibilities of, I guess, paying the taxes.
Yes.
One of the ways that they do this, they lure people into this, is supposedly through tax breaks, right? I mean, don't they offer some kind of incentive?
Yes, yes, that's very much it. And it's optional. I mean, the thing that makes it innocuous is that the property owners themselves choose to sign up with a conservation easement. And so this, and through this, they get notoriety in the paper and how wonderful it is that they're protecting the wildlife, and they're going to protect it from development forever. This is perpetuity. And these people, I don't think, realize how long perpetuity is. Most of them think of it in terms of when they die.
Yeah. Yeah, that's certainly something that's very draconian, to be sure. I want to talk a little bit about the, come back to the incentives for a moment. What exactly, I mean, other than... Because my understanding is the tax incentives or whatever incentives they offer the property owner really aren't that great in the first place, are they? I mean, some of the stuff...
Well, there's been different ways that they've gotten into trouble with this. Supposedly, because of having given up the use of your land, the value of the real property dropped in value. And then you can take a loss or a tax write-off. And this has been manipulated to the point that some of the appraisers will indicate a very, very high value on the use to escalate the amount of money that you get back. But they also can donate that land and take it as a write-off, as a donation. So there's two different ways of doing it.
Okay, let's hold it right there. When we come back, we have George in Texas on the line. We'll get to you. Just hang on, George. And, folks, if you'd like to call in also, you can join in the conversation, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We're visiting with Clarice Ryan. We're talking about conservation easements. We're going to get into coordination as well later on in the show also, because this is a tactic they're using to try to use as a solution. We'll be back here in a moment.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173, or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
We're back. This is Govern America, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 is the number to call if you'd like to join in. And we have George in Texas. I don't know. Did you finish what you were saying before the break there, Clarice?
There's a lot more. I never finished. Why don't you go ahead and we'll just
okay, all right. Very good. George in Texas. George, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Speaking of China, China is, I think, the model of sustainability. As far as, like, their globalist model, mm-hmm. how to control people and all that stuff. But anyway, speaking of China, I talk to a lot of people in Eastern Europe and in Russia, and I can tell you one thing about the Russian people. They are not happy at all that Putin and Medvedev are in bed with the Chinese, because they looked at how the Chinese destroyed the economies of Europe and in North America, and they don't want no part of it because they see China in the long term going after Russia's natural resources.
Yeah, they're an increasingly powerful economy. In fact, I think the CEO of GE, just came out and said that very soon China will be the world's most powerful economy. Certainly natural resources and mineral resources are going to be very important to them. As you know, this is where it wasn't too long ago we had our concrete and steel prices going up like crazy because of demand fueled by China, not here in the U.S.
Well, here's the thing is, in Russia, we're really starting to see the Chinese goods flood their stores. And I tell the Russian people,
Buy Russian. Don't buy Chinese. Vote with your wallet. Tell Medvedev and Putin we don't want this crap in our country. You know,
well, I don't even trust Russia. I mean,
I really don't trust.
I don't think communism ever really died there either. You know, I think that was all for the West's consumption, frankly. I don't know. If you're going to buy Asian, I would say buy Taiwan. Support an economy that at least is trying to be independent from communist China. But, I don't know. Do you have anything else there, George?
I'm just saying, but the Russian people are very upset with Putin, you know, being in bed with the Chinese. Because Russia don't want no part of the Chinese because basically if Russia's communists are free. They've got enough resources to sustain themselves and to defend themselves. They don't need China. Actually, China would stab them in the back, as they see it, in the long run. Because China's for China.
That's right. That's right. They don't have any problem with this. You know, Clarice, I find this whole thing on this global scale, this pejorative that the elitists use, and it's a word called protectionism. You know, everything that we do to try to protect our national sovereignty is deemed by the elitist as protectionism. You ever notice that?
Actually, protectionism is our glorified term. Actually, it's stealing. It's taking control of the property and the management through rules and regulations. And I think that what we were talking about natural resources there for a minute, and I think that a lot of this has to do with the wealth of our country and how we're losing it under various systems. One, of course, is conservation easements. But we have, that's the private property. But what is happening is that they have set a
thing. Excuse me, I'm sorry. We got,
yes?
George, I'm going to let you go because I'm hearing noise in the background. I apologize, Clarice. Go right ahead.
Okay. We've got a lot of things going on the table here. We started talking about conservation easements, and I would like to stress how they are being used now. Increasingly, it's becoming out in the open that they're after our private property. And it started out voluntary for property owners to sign up for these conservation easements. But now the word is beginning to get out because what's happening under perpetuity is that the property owners indicate what they want that property to be forever and ever. And so they indicate the uses of it, and they completely eliminate any chance to for development or changing it from, say, an agricultural use. Well, the problem comes when that party that signed up forever, their kids get it, and they don't maybe want to stay on the farm. Or they don't agree, and they can't divide it. They can't pay their death tax and so forth. Most in the past, they were able to sell off part of it in order to pay that inheritance tax. But now they're bound to paying the taxes, and financially, if there's two or three of them, they can't agree. There's divisiveness going to happen. It has reduced the capability of selling that land because a lot of people just don't want to be burdened with this, or they don't like the idea of a conservation easement on it. But lately, I saw, there's various ways of the federal government getting control. And they have had these corridors that they have set aside, Yellowstone to Yukon and so forth, that took over a lot of the land in the West. In the West, almost half of it is now federal land under this protectionism. But 2 years ago, there was an act. I guess it wasn't. It wasn't a bill. It was the chief of the U.S. Forest Service just decided that the grasslands of America. She put through an act under the U.S. Department of Agriculture for cooperating across boundaries. That's what she called it.
And okay. All right. Let's hold it right there.
Yeah.
At the bottom of the hour break, we'll have a longer segment. Next time, also, we have John in Tennessee waiting in the wings. We'll get to him as well. 800-313-9443. We have plenty of time, so don't worry. We'll be back here in a moment, folks. You're on Govern America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
All right, we're back. Visiting with Clarice Ryan here, talking about conservation easements. John in Tennessee is waiting in the wings. We'll get to you. Hang with us. And, folks, you can jump on board as well. 800-313-9443. Like to talk about conservation easements. We're going to be talking about coordination in a little bit as well as a method to preserve private property rights, a solution, ladies and gentlemen, that can be employed. But, Clarice, before the break, you were talking about some legislation that was introduced dealing with grasslands.
Yes,
remember where you were?
It wasn't even a legislation. It never went through Congress.
Okay.
One of the dangerous things of our government now, we're losing our three pillars of control, our counterbalance in our government structure.
Mm-hmm.
These agencies, there must be 26 of them, mostly right under EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, are reporting right to the president, and they blatantly say that. Well, when this act went through, it was rather innocuous. It was supposedly revering our open space. Well, here's the U.S. Forest Service, and I'm from the Sand Hills of Nebraska area, and you don't see a tree anywhere. Now, where is the Forest Service out there concerned about open space? They are now, they basically have gotten control of our western states. The bulk of the land is now under government control. And
yeah, you know, I remember reading not too long ago, there was one of the states, and I'm not sure if it was Wyoming or Utah, but one of those states, they were talking about actually taking federal land by eminent domain because it was hindering their economic development because so much land had been swallowed up by the federal government.
Yes, there's some of that going on, but I think the conservation easements are the tool that they're using primarily.
Okay.
Eminent domain, they used that with the Staircase Escalante down in Utah, and they tried to take it back recently, but I haven't heard recently how successful they were on that. But the tool that was written up by the Forest Service was to use conservation easement to sign up these landowners. Now, when you have land, these ranchers will have a ranch 10,000 acres and or more, and that's pretty normal size. Well, the larger the piece of property that signed up on conservation easement, the fewer the chances of having a buyer. And then when you attach the conservation easement on it, you've really pretty much locked it up forever, and yet here you are with your a commitment to pay the taxes and the maintenance or, and all these things that they force on you, like wolves, and they're forcing the prairie dogs through the black-footed ferret, endangered species.
Mm-hmm.
And with wolves, they're putting them, the cattle industry out of business. They're killing off our livestock. They're killing off the wild game. And these people are going to want to get out from under that property that they still owe taxes on and have no revenue, no other use for. You have to raise cattle. Well, they want free-roaming buffalo, bison.
Mm-hmm.
And a bill just went through yesterday, or I think it was yesterday. I don't know how it came out here in Montana, of they wanted to take the buffalo, the bison, the excess that they have in the Yellowstone Park and put it on state lands as free-roaming bison. Well, the state lands are interspersed amongst the federal land and also private land. Well, you have free-roaming bison. They don't know the boundaries.
Right.
So they're going to have to fence all of that. Well, it's just idiotic. But what they really are after, Obama wanted to set up national monuments, 14 sites throughout the this just was leaked in a document that was not supposed to be revealed.
Right.
14 sites, and one of them was 2.5 million acres of our farm and ranch land in northeastern corner of Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and this was interspersed with state lands. They're upsetting all of the ownership of our land, which has been dispersed properly. We were working; it was working fine. The ranchers were maintaining the quality of their land. The state lands, the revenues from that were going to our schools. Federal land was not even supposed to extend through our Constitution beyond just the amount of land necessary for federal buildings, very small, and historic monuments. Well, this monument idea is something that the president can sign without going through Congress. He can just declare national monuments to the extent of 2.5 million acres. He's way out of, not abiding by our Constitution at all.
Well, you know, I like to say on this program, you know, that all of this stuff it doesn't have to happen. These state legislators, these little critters, if people would hold their feet to the fire, these monuments can be stopped at the state level, you know. States have the power to throw the little boogers out.
Actually not, unfortunately. This is one thing that the president is supposed to be able, with his signature, to declare the scenic landscape, historic monuments, and so forth. But what we can do is contest what it has done to our social structure, our economics, and so forth. And that is where coordination can come in. That's one way that we can fight it. And also, we have to go back to the Constitution. Now, the states can fight it from the standpoint of it's unconstitutional what he's doing.
Yeah, that's the point right there. I mean,
right.
If they would just stand up and exercise the power, but they're not going to do it unless people hold their feet to the fire.
Well, there is a movement in that direction, and there are states that have taken a stand now. And there are six states that have already have laws in the making: Maine, Montana, Oregon, Nebraska, Texas, and Wyoming. And there's been about 36 states total that have been considering nullification. Idaho is in the process of declaring a nullification, which is the way that we can stop the federal government from coming in.
Yeah,
and
we're going to talk about the coordination here as well, because you prefer that over, you say that's more effective, and so we're going to get into that as well as time progresses. Let's go ahead and take John in Tennessee. John, what's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Darren. Good morning. Question I've got about these easements is, do they go by any other name? Because what I'm seeing in Tennessee, it's a Tennessee Land Trust. And if I understand it properly, like you said, it's 1,000 acres, 10,000 acres, where they actually put the land in trust to the state, and then they're relieved of the, they're still allowed to use it, but they're relieved of the maintenance, and I believe they get a substantial tax break. Is that something along the same lines?
What you're referring to is the land trust, and they are the ones that are selling these conservation easements. It is that is the term that's used. One of the biggest land trusts is the Nature Conservancy. And isn't it interesting that Hank Paulson, at one time, and you know who Hank Paulson is, he was appointed by Bush as Secretary of our Treasury. He basically was CEO of the Nature Conservancy when they were just getting started. I think it was about in the late 80s that they discovered what a wonderful thing they had to use as a land grab. And and it's not just the large properties. Anything can be put on conservation easement. And
well, what I'm seeing with the land trust, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, is that here in Tennessee, a lot of it abuts, for instance, Smoky Mountain National Park, or these places like in Pikeville, Tennessee, Falls Creek Falls State Park, which they call the Grand Canyon of the East. I mean, it's beautiful, beautiful area.
Yes.
But it's properties that abut these other biospheres and the different names that they've given
Absolutely.
To state and federal parks. And the people, for the most part, that are doing their land trusts are very wealthy, and I find it hard to believe that they would be so ignorant as to not understand what's really going on.
Well, they are ignorant. They don't understand what they've done, but if they are wealthy, they don't really depend upon the land for their income. A lot of these people just think it's so wonderful that we set this aside forever and ever as wilderness and wildlife and so forth. So they get enamored with this environmental movement. And they don't realize that by giving up their rights, eventually it will go to the government.
That's the thing, is it stays in the family. From what they're doing down here, it stays in the family until there is no family. There's a lot of people down here that they don't have heirs. And
that's right.
So they're doing this.
What we're dealing with here, Clarice, is really a contract, isn't it? I mean, it's like a contract, and it depends upon how it's written.
Forever.
It depends upon how it's written, doesn't it?
What I have found, and going back again to this grasslands where the U.S. Forest Service, when they set up some directives, and I went through the directors for governmental U.S. Department Agriculture acquisition of land, and I went through the terms that are in that contract. And after that went through, 2 years ago, I started reading, and I've read every contract that has been written in this county.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain requirements in all the contracts that have to be there that are frightening. I wouldn't, if I saw that, I would not sign up on it. However,
they write the contracts.
Basically, they have something on the table for you. But then, the reason you think you can write your own contract, you take what they've written and you slot in. Well, I want Susie to have so much. I want it to be split between these two. They can each build a house. All these things that they write in, we want to have a chance to harvest our timber, but be sure you want to stay in there that you want to sell it. Otherwise, you can harvest it, but you can't sell it unless it's in there. There's all kinds of things that you can decide, and you end up thinking, that's my contract. But those are superfluous things. That's the thing where you kind of add the frosting to the cake. But the cake is what the federal government is after, and that is your real estate. And when
you know,
when,
one thing that I hear these things being promoted, one argument that they say is that there's, you know, farmland, agricultural land, is increasingly being squeezed out by, you know, industrial development.
Oh,
and
get it.
Yeah, what would you say to that argument? So that these things are necessary, in other words.
It's minute. And they also keep saying, oh, we're losing, I saw something, we're losing 2,500 acres of forest land per week. No such thing. They are not. There's more land in forestry now than in the last generation, much more.
Mm-hmm.
And so what if you're building a plant on a piece of ground? There's not that much. Someone said that you could take all of the land, or you can take all the population of the United States and put it in two of the cities in Texas.
That's right.
I mean, they are exaggerating, and they're lying. They did this with the Amazon. They said that the forest down there, what do they call it, in the Amazon, was being destroyed by these farmers and ranchers who were cutting down that wonderful swamp land and so forth. Not so. They fight to keep the forest from intruding into the private land. The trees keep intruding, and you have to keep cutting them back. No, don't believe that.
Well, I didn't believe it, but that is one argument that a lot of people probably fall for.
Well, all you have to do is fly over the United States, and you realize how little of it is actually populated.
Yeah.
And even in our Glacier Park, I live only about a 45-minute drive from Glacier Park entry. They have one road going through this Glacier Park.
Mm-hmm.
You basically don't even know how much is there. And since there's only one road through it, the Going to the Sun Road, of course, there's lots of cars on it, and it's crowded. And people say, oh, we're loving it to death. Look at all these people. It's just overflowing. Well, open up another road or two so they can see a little more of it.
Yeah.
Well,
it also makes it hard to fight fires, too, when there's a forest fire.
Of course. That's another thing they're doing is taking out all the roads as fast as they can, and they're not managing our forests. They are not thinning the overgrowth. There's too many trees there, and there are not enough nutrients and water, and they're dying, and it's turning into fuel, and when the trees get starved for nutrients, they are weakened, and the bug infestation is killing it, and so we can't even get in there to take out the dead fuel, dead and dying, to make electricity out of it, because there's no roads, and also they won't let us get in there. So they're destroying our forest through neglect. It's complete mismanagement, but still they want more and more and more land, and now they're after our grasslands. And they're using the conservation easements and wolves to force the ranchers off. And some of these people are even dreaming in terms of, oh, we want the free-roaming buffalo and the Indians can take over the land and so forth. It's just they're not being realistic, or they don't really care about people. You know, there's this. A lot of philosophy throughout the world that there's just too many people, we need to lower our reduction.
Yeah, this seems to be a theme, and we were talking about that a little bit earlier in the program. Hey, John, did you have anything else that you wanted to add there?
Yeah, just one thing. What they want assets. What they want, I'm trying to collect rainwater off of my roof to be able to water gardens and whatnot. They don't want you to do that. If you do that, you better hide it. They want to be able to charge you, Darren, to tax you on the amount of rainwater that falls on your property.
That's it.
Even if you don't use it.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It's about assets. It's about money. It's about control.
It's about control. We're broke. Yeah.
They want the water of the world. And this is
the guy showed up in China to sign the closing documents on the possession of America by China. That's why he's here.
That's what I'm concerned about. Hey,
thanks for the call.
Lee in Georgia, we'll get to you. And also Warner in Canada. And folks, you're welcome to jump on board as well. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We're visiting with Clarice Ryan. And we'll continue our talk about conservation easements and the solution of coordination a little bit as the time progresses. We've got another hour yet to go. Stay with us. This is Governed America.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Final segment of this hour. We have another hour to go. And, you know, I'm so glad that you were able to come up with us and talk about this, Clarice, because I think this is such an important conversation, an important topic. I've been wanting to do a program on conservation easements for a long time. As you've already talked about, and we'll probably talk about some more, the various avenues by which the government locks up the land, and they're not making any more land. You know, and so, folks, I hope if you have somebody, maybe a farmer, a rancher out there that might fall for some of these lies and deceptions, because that's how they use, how they accomplish this. It's all through sleight of hand. It's all through marketing, slick marketing. But the bottom line is, once you sign one of these agreements, as Clarice has already pointed out, it's in perpetuity. You can never get out of it. It's a contract on your land that you can never get away from. And once the land is locked up, and I really think, Clarice, that nobody really has the right to agree to these things in the first place, because eventually your family is going to be gone, more than likely, you know, and somebody else is going to need that land. And once it's all locked up under easements, nobody's going to be able to have any. You know, this is something that really concerns me greatly. And if we don't have proper property, we don't have land, you really don't have any freedom at all. And that's
absolutely not. You've taken on a boss, a supervisor. Once you sign that, and you cannot, when you're drawing up that contract, try as you might, you cannot anticipate all the things in the future forever and ever. What you have done is make the decision for every generation from now on.
There you go.
And you are also locking in your kids and your grandkids to committing to paying for that. Now, we may foresee a real depression. Okay, people may lose their jobs. I mean, things are rosy right now, and when these people are signing this, they feel so good about themselves because they're told that they're protecting it from all this invasion of industry and the things that you were talking about, pollution and so forth. We're protecting our little corner of the land, and they get their picture in the paper. They feel good. But then after this, I find these people saying, my gosh, they won't let us do this, they won't. We can't build a new house. We can't even fix it. We can't do anything on there without asking permission.
Yep.
Well, you are committing your kids and grandkids to paying those taxes. Now, what happens if they can't? Well, can they attach their savings, their bank account, because they owe it to the government or to the land trust? So you're jeopardizing their futures. You're not saving it for them. And also, whose kids are we looking at? We talk about the Chinese coming in and so forth. I mean, who is going to get this land eventually? Well, we don't know. We don't know what the future holds. So you just are not, much as you try, you cannot make all the decisions for all of posterity.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you've outlined the problem very well. We're almost up to break time again. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take the top of the hour break, since we're almost there anyway. And then when we come back, we'll go back to the phone lines and talk to Lee in Georgia. Warner in Canada's on the line, and also Ron in Missouri. All you folks, just hang with us. We will get to you. And folks, we have a couple open lines as well. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, make a comment, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. We're talking about conservation easements with Clarice Ryan, and we'll be back here in just a moment after the top of the hour break. Stay with us.